Secondly, look what happens. Satan doesn't stop there. He gets shut out of the body, so he's going for the soul now. So the devil took him up into the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple. That's interesting, isn't it? Have you ever thought about that? What did they ride in? You know, did they fly? Could anybody see them? I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's very interesting, all this, and it doesn't tell us, so we don't speculate, but it's very interesting. So they're up there on the pinnacle of the temple, and the devil says, "If you're the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written." And he happens to have memorized a few verses somewhere along the way. "He shall give his angels charge over you." And it's interesting that right here, he's quoting Psalm 91 twice. And verse 12 of Psalm 91, "In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." So the devil is now tempting Jesus. His ambition, his desire to achieve, it's a mental attack. It's to get him, and I call this, the jump temptation was the devil attacking Christ and his reliance on God and God's timing. Now look at this. A stunt and a dazzling display of presumption, all were contrary to God's plan. Can you imagine how many people would have come to Christ with this skydiving deal? I mean, the temple was the hub of Jerusalem, and here's Jesus, the highest point, and I'm sure that he could have got some angels to blow the horn. He would have gotten right on the edge, and everyone would have said, "No, no, don't jump," and he says, "Follow me," and he jumped off, and everybody, and then he would have landed on his feet, and the angels got him, and they all would have bowed down to him. Wouldn't that have been a neat way to get attention? Yeah, but it wasn't God's way. And so often we are so prone to the stunts, we don't follow God's plan. We're always trying to do the spectacular instead of the simple, instead of the biblical, instead of the pattern God's given us. We think that if we get some superstar to get saved, then everyone will follow. That's just not God's way. We should really think about that, because Satan's still doing this. He's still attacking our ambitions, our desires to achieve. And the attack, according to Dr. J. Oswald Sanders, was the temptation to produce a spiritual result in an unspiritual way. Do you ever think about that? We're so tempted to do that. We want God's way, but we get it our way. And that is a sin against God. You know, this is a whole realm of rivalry and externalism, of pride, of haughtiness, of self-reliance. What did Jesus do when Satan told him to jump and neglect God's timing, get it all now, and get it all your own way? Verse 7, Jesus said to him, "It's written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." It's interesting, Jesus leaves off the last few words of Deuteronomy, which said this, "as you tempted him in Massa." He only quotes the beginning of Deuteronomy 6:16. But you know, if you look back, Paul says this in 1 Corinthians 10. He says, "The Old Testament scriptures were written for our learning, that we through what God did with them might learn." They tried God 10 times in the wilderness. 10 times they tempted God. And that's why God finally ended up killing them all and only letting Joshua and Caleb come into the promised land of those that were alive of that generation. Why? Because they tempted the Lord. And you can read about all that in Deuteronomy 6 and also in Numbers. But what the Lord says is, in the mental attack, in ambition, the desire to achieve, I am not going to go my own way. I didn't come to do my will. I didn't come to have my own timing. I came in God's timing. That's why Galatians 4, 4, and 5 is so neat. In the fullness of time, God sent forth Christ. If you want to do God's work, do it in God's way, in God's timing. You know, there's so much in the Scripture about waiting on the Lord, being patient, trusting in Him. That's against our human nature. We don't want to wait. We don't want to trust. We want to go. We want to do. We want it now. And it's that whole temptation of ambition. Jesus Christ says, don't tempt the Lord your God. Follow Him. Follow His will. Do His will. Here's the last one. Look at verse 8.